Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans have already turned in their ballots, and state officials say it's all going well so far, despite online rumors of voting intimidation. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
It started with alarming posts on Nextdoor and Facebook. Men in tactical gear standing near a ballot drop box asking for IDs. Guys outside a rec center claiming falsely that stamps need to be placed on ballots before going in drop boxes. These stories are simply not true. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
A top strategy is the strategy to ignore the noise. Voters should really consider what they are seeing on social media posts and find election information from trusted sources.
Denver clerk and recorder Paul Lopez investigated both of those complaints of voter intimidation by watching surveillance footage. He said he didn't see any evidence of anything except...
The one thing that we saw was people steadily going by, taking selfies in front of the box.
The number of people who've already voted in Colorado is more than 24 times higher than it was at this point in 2016, around 300,000 voters. Officials with the Colorado Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management say they are constantly watching social media for misinformation and sharing what they find with intelligence officials if necessary. The state office confirmed they have two ongoing cyber investigations, but wouldn't elaborate further on the details except to say they do not have to do with social media. Governor Jared Polis on Thursday said voter intimidation does happen, and he wants people to report any threats to local authorities.
We're going to continue to make sure that every Coloradan, regardless of their party, their ideology, is able to cast their ballot free from intimidation.
Colorado has 24-hour surveillance on its more than 300 drop boxes that should capture any violations. Still, Griswold said voter intimidation can happen anywhere, and she wants to know about it.
Voter intimidation is always illegal. Even if it's within 100 feet, 1,000 feet, it doesn't matter how far you are away from the polling location, it is always illegal. And we will act very quickly to make sure that voters have their voices heard. So far, everything is going really well.
To counter the hair-raising rumors online, elected officials say they're reaching out across the state to make sure everyone feels good, excited even, about dropping off their ballots. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.